With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A volunteer organization is working to wrap people in warmth when it is needed most. Project Linus is a group of people making blankets to be distributed to children during times of crisis. Chapter coordinator for Nova Scotia, Rhonda Church, says they usually supply dozens of blankets each year, but volunteers stepped up in a big way following the fire that claimed the lives of a woman and three children in Auburndale.
I think the largest donation in our history, which was 100 blankets between the two South Shore school communities who were impacted by the tragedy in Auburndale.
Project Linus began in Denver in 1995, and Church opened the Nova Scotia chapter around 2015. The original goal of providing comfort to children undergoing cancer treatment has expanded to include supporting any seriously ill or traumatized child. Blankets donated to Project Linus have to meet a few requirements. They must be handmade or machine-sewn of new materials that can stand up to machine washing. According to Church,
we're looking for that snuggle factor. So we are looking for something cuddly and cozy. We're looking for blankets in colors and fabrics that appeal to a child.
With COVID restrictions lifting, Church is looking to expand their presence on the South Shore.
Would very much like to hear from people who would not only like to make blankets, but to help to deliver and distribute them. It is absolutely heartwarming to provide those blankets.
Church says she's primarily running the entire operation from her home. She's looking to partner with another organization or church who would be willing to provide storage and sorting space, but more importantly, a venue where makers could meet and learn about knitting, sewing, or quilting over a cup of coffee. To volunteer or learn more about Project Linus, head to their Facebook page. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.